Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's get caught up now with the big stories of the day in Hollywood with Holly Roberts.
Well, we have some serious diplomatic matters to get to in this Dirt Alert, and it's regarding Taylor Swift. Yeah, so apparently, you know, Taylor Swift, she's over in Asia doing her Eras tour, and she signed an exclusive deal with the country of Singapore, under which they are the only nation in Southeast Asia that she will play on her Eras tour, and she was reportedly paid lots of money for the exclusivity. Well, apparently the Association of Southeast Asian Nations had a three-day summit this week. Well, they currently are having that. But apparently other nations are really mad.
That Singapore is the only one that's going to get her?
Yes. Other nations were grilling Singapore's prime minister about this Taylor deal.
Oh, no.
Oh, many of them think it has deprived them of the economic boost that Taylor's shows can bring. Look, it happened here in Minneapolis.
I'd be livid, too, if I were those other countries.
Yeah. They're mad. And they're not going to take it anymore. Now, the one country that isn't holding a grudge, apparently, is Thailand. Because they're like, hey, that was a good business idea. And we're going to learn from you. And maybe we'll offer more artists exclusive playing rights to our country if you're going to be visiting this region of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Taylor haters, tell me again how inconsequential Taylor Swift is.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead. Just try. Go ahead. Just try. Give us a call.
Yeah.
Just try to tell us how she's affecting geopolitical rhythms here. Come
Thank
on.
You. Now, she's performing six concerts in Singapore from March 2nd through the 9th. So you can catch her there. Now, her Eras tour alone, just the tour, surpassed $1 billion last year. Her movie made hundreds of millions of dollars, and there are economic boosts wherever her show goes. So, yeah, lots of fighting there. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Now, we're going to stay on the diplomacy tip here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Really,
meet the press.
It's really serious news. Just call me Chuck Todd. So, apparently, Kate Middleton, Kate Middleton made a public appearance for the first time in months since she underwent abdominal surgery in January the other day. She was spotted in an Audi SUV driven by her mom, sitting in the passenger seat with some sunnies on. Now, that photograph, the grainy photographs, sparked further conspiracy theories about what the heck is going on with Kate Middleton, with the internet being like, what is that? Like, you know, is that a double? What's going on
here?
Is
that you, Kate?
Is that you? Well, now, folks thought, hey, she's on the mend. Her name is on this public event that's going to be happening in June. Well, that is no longer the case because Kensington Palace said that they really just said nothing. They've told this event to cease and desist and take Kate Middleton's name off of this. She's not showing up to this. So as of right now, Kate Middleton has no public events on her schedule.
And that's just fine.
Yeah.
Nothing weird about it.
At all.
There isn't. I
Take
do
the aluminum
feel
foil
like
off.
There is at some point, because they play
Alexis.
The game of the, you know, being public. And even if she just went out on the balcony, you know, got a megaphone and said, everybody, I'm okay. I'm just healing. Goodbye.
Yeah, she lifts
up everyone.
Something.
Here.
Just lifts up her shirt and show the scar.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's a little too far now, Holly.
A young lady in Minnesota named Alexis wanted me to do this. I am just fine.
Yeah, that's all she needs to do.
I'm just fine.
It Don't squashes it. Me. You know what I mean? But maybe they like it. The chit-chat.
Maybe they do. More chit-chat. My review of Elsbeth.